You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we take a look at allegations tweeted by President-elect Donald Trump claiming that widespread voter fraud cost him the popular vote.
First, this time of year, a lot of high school seniors are submitting their college applications, and juniors are starting to schedule college visits and think about where they want to go after high school. One thing they may not be thinking about, how much debt they'll have when they leave college.
USA Today Network Wisconsin has been exploring student loan debt in the state in their ongoing series called Degrees of Debt. In the Badger State, about 70% of college students take on debt. That's the third highest rate of student debt in the nation. The average amount of debt taken out by those students is about $29,000.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How much college debt do you have? What did you sacrifice to go to college? And what advice do you have for high schoolers preparing to leave for college soon? Maybe things you wish you had done differently when it comes to student debt. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Noelle Dickman and Jim Fitzhenry join us now to talk about the Degrees of Debt series. Noelle is an education reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Oshkosh. Noelle, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Jim is an editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He oversees the Degrees of Debt series. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Jim, let's start with you and an overview. What were you tackling here in this series?
Well, tackling just a huge subject, which is college and post-secondary education. And one of those topics that people realize is of critical importance to families and to the economy. And looking at in the totality of it, of what kind of situation are students and families facing, as you stated in your opener, as they're looking at colleges, as they're trying to make those decisions, and then seeing the data about the amount of debt that students are going into for college.
And Noelle, you talked to a lot of students around the state. You have videos up as part of the series, and you didn't go to the highest cost campuses necessarily. What kind of things are you finding out from current students about the kind of debt they were taking on?
Students are taking on a lot of different ranges of debt, I found. Some of them are that average $29,000, $30,000 a year, but there were students that we talked to that were as many as $74,000 in debt or $75,000 in debt, and it really just depended on their family background and what kind of situations financially they were coming from, that kind of variations of where those ranges were coming from.
And Jim, as part of this series, and this is something you do on series, is you held town hall meetings, kind of rallies at colleges in parts of the state. Where did you go? What kind of things were you hearing from people who came to these?
We held our first rally at Lawrence University here in Appleton in September. And then we traveled to UW-Green Bay, UW-Oshkosh, and UW-Stevens Point. And it was fascinating to listen to students just talk about the type of situations that they were in as families looking at the prospect of graduation and getting a job and looking at repaying those student loans. There was like a full range of people from different backgrounds. There were some students who were first generation who didn't have the same type of preparation, thinking about where to go to college, how to pay for it, what their long-term plan was. There were students who talked about getting scholarships and working in jobs on campus is helping them do that. We had some students who talked about working 2 to 3 part-time jobs and integrating that into a full class load.
Well, you talked to people on each of these campuses that Jim just mentioned. Here's a clip of one of those students.
Over the summer, I work a lot, so I usually carry about 2 jobs, max out at about 65 hours a week, so that I can afford my car and my groceries and my on-campus apartment and, of course, tuition.
And Noelle, you asked a lot of students how they were trying to get through college, the kind of debt they were taking on. The idea of somebody being a full-time student and nothing else, was that something you ran into much, or would that be the exception now?
Well, I guess there would be some students that were just focused on school full-time, but that particular student was kind of not the typical student. She was more of the extreme and, speaking to those, just those extremes of what she's going through. But that wasn't like every student.
Talking to Jim Fitzhenry and Noel Dickman with USA Today Network Wisconsin, both part of the Degrees of Debt series, looking at college debt in Wisconsin. Jim, one of the graphics as part of the series struck me. You looked at college attendance and financial aid and the financial background of the students. And over time, it looks like more financial aid is going to people who need it least. Poorer students, people from lower economic status, having a harder time getting into college, having a harder time getting financial aid to help them do that.
Yeah, I would call that one of the most troubling and important things that we found, is just how the system is getting skewed so that you would think that scholarships and aid would go to students who need it the most. But what we're finding is just having the basic knowledge and ability of students to be able to get that requires background and preparation that the students who need it most don't have. So it tends to be skewing things toward families from higher incomes having more access to higher education, which raises a whole gamut of social and policy questions.
And Jim, staying on the policy side of things, what's accounting for the rising cost of college, higher tuition, less help for that? What kind of policy changes are there that people are looking at?
You know, as we looked at it historically, one of our journalists described it as a chicken or egg. As you look at what's happened in higher education, at the same time that tuition costs have gone up, there's been, for public universities, stagnant state aid. And at the same time, you have more students than ever in some form of higher education, whether it's a two-year school, a technical college, or four-year university. So you have a whole bunch of complex factors coming together, where on the one side, you have a good problem that's more people understanding that college is a ticket to a better job and a better life. But at the same time, because you have so many additional students in college, it's making costs go up higher.
Well, you heard from a lot of people at your town halls. We can bring in some more people from around Wisconsin now with their stories. Krista is with us now in Greenfield. Krista, hi.
Hi.
What's your story, Krista?
So I, instead of going to the dorms, I lived with my grandpa and I commuted through the bus system to UWM. And then I rode my bike around a lot, and that saved a lot of money, and also with grocery bills as well. I found that, you know, then using, you know, just being strategic about things, and I did use FAFSA as well, but making sure, you know, I've also worked two part-time jobs along going to school full-time. And then I think also people are really focused on, like, going to, like, Madison or going to these private schools, and really being a nurse, it doesn't really matter what school you go to, as long as you get a nursing program and you graduate and you get that RN number is the main focus. So,
and Krista, can I ask, did you come out with a lot of debt?
Yeah, I did. Even still. So,
Krista,
my parents didn't help me. So.
Thanks so much for that call. And Noel, is that the kind of story you're hearing? Krista, as she said, didn't live in the dorm. She commuted. She went to not the highest cost college. She worked her way through and came out with a fair amount of debt. Is that the kind of thing you were hearing from students on the campuses you visited?
Yeah, definitely. Having two and even as many as three jobs was pretty common. And, that's a lot of similar things. People were couponing. People are choosing to bike instead of drive and choosing, you know, to walk or live closer to campus where they can.
And, Jim, sometimes when we hear about student loans and make it through college, we'll hear from people, you know, back in the old days who will say, you know, I worked my way through college, paid my way as I went. Is that really a possibility these days without family help or significant student loan help?
It is not, and that's something I would describe as kind of a generational perception gap, that the cost of college has risen so much. The numbers are that over the last 40 years, it's more than tripled nationwide. So a generation ago, students could work a good summer job. They could maybe work a part-time job and really be able to contribute a lot to paying off their tuition and their living expenses. That's just not possible now. We have a couple of students who are doing some blogging for us, just talking about what their college experience has been. We had one young man who's doing it who Really kind of took the route that a lot of people prescribe. He lived at home for 2 years, went to a UW two-year college. His credits transferred to UW-Whitewater. He got a career in a STEM field. He is working for IBM and making $40,000 a year, but he graduated with $57,000 in student debt. And he was describing what it's like to have to make a monthly student loan payment of $700 a month.
We're talking to Noel Dickman and Jim Fitzhenry from USA Today Network Wisconsin about their ongoing series on student loan debt.
And we're taking your calls now at 800-642-1234. What is your experience with student loan debt? If you're the parent or the grandparent of a kid who's gone to college, what role did you play financially? And what advice do you have for other parents of college-bound students? If you've been to college, how much student loan debt did you end up taking on? And do you wish you'd done anything differently? Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're picking up our discussion now about student loan debt in Wisconsin with Noel Dickman and Jim Fitzhenry of USA Today Network Wisconsin.
You can share your story, your experience with student debt at 800-642-1234. Where did you go to college? If you went to college, did the cost drive you away to begin with, or did you go for it but pick up a huge debt, even at a lower cost school around the state? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go back to our callers now. Brian joins us from Watertown. Brian, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's your story?
So I went to a D3 university at Stevens Point, a public one there. And even coming out of high school, I thought the debt wasn't going to be too bad. But then, you know, once I graduate, it usually takes 4 to 5 years now to even get a bachelor's degree in. I'm about that average, about $29,000, somewhere in there, is what I came out with. And one thing I would just suggest to the students is going into college is to definitely save up in high school, because, I mean, at Stevens Point, we were forced to stay in the dorms for the first 2 years, but after 2 years, you just kind of want your own freedom. And if you want to get into an apartment, you definitely got to save up for rent and all that stuff. And you don't want to be going borrowing from the government to pay for that along with school.
Brian, thanks a lot for sharing your story. Noel, he points out not just the cost of tuition, but those basic living experiences. And that's, I imagine, something that you were talking to students about when you talked to them on campuses.
Yeah, I definitely, that we covered that a lot. And that was something that I actually shared my own experience in our series as well, was kind of, you know, how I'm making it work for myself. I think that financial literacy and the saving money is a huge piece, because that's really come up a lot at, I think, almost every one of our events that we've had. Someone has mentioned financial literacy. We need to be starting that earlier in our life. We need to have a better understanding of it before we go to college, because too many students, and I was the same student, are signing up for loans and not fully understanding the gravity of what they're signing up for. And so to have any money ahead of time that you can have to be prepared and to fully understand just finances in general is a huge piece that I think we've uncovered.
Brian, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Dwayne with us in Wausau. Dwayne, hi.
Hey, how you doing? My daughter went to U of I, and, you know, she ended up with $30,000 of her own debt. And we helped her, like, with $500 a month the 4 years she was in, just during 9 months a year. But she changed her major after, like, 1 month. She was going into journalism. I'm like, oh, please don't. You know, these colleges need to be informing these kids that some of these professions are tough to get good jobs in. Now, what I'd like to say to parents is the military, I have a son in the Air Force, a son in the Navy, one's in the dental program, one fixes electronics on jets. There's every job in the military there is in civilian life, and they get free college when they get out, they can take when they're in. It's a great way to skirt around that $80,000 bill you're going to have after 4 years of college, you know. And I just think it's, you know, these kids need to know that it can be a good thing to, you know, to serve your country plus get the education, you know. So,
Dwayne, thanks a lot for sharing your family story. Three kids with different experiences there. And Jim, are a lot of families in Dwayne's situation looking for different ways to meet those costs of college?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we found out pretty quickly, that The sooner that families start having these discussions, I think in your intro you talked about, you know, high school juniors and seniors, it's almost too late if you're talking about college just at that point to do any kind of the preparation needed. And I think that's probably the generationally where, because of the high stakes of tuition and student loans, that you need to have those conversations earlier and really have families be prepared to think about that as soon as middle school.
Dwayne, thanks a lot for that call. We are talking about student loan debt here in Wisconsin. Jim Fitzhenry is with us and Noel Dickman. They're both with USA Today Network Wisconsin. We've got a link to some of their reporting on student loan debt, their series Degrees of Debt, linked over at the Central Time Facebook page. Taking your calls, too, and we'll go back to our callers with Michelle in Green Bay. Michelle, hi.
Hi. I'm calling today. I'm the parent of three adults now. Two of our children have graduated, and one is a sophomore, and each one has taken a different path for their continued education. Our oldest did private, and of course he has the largest amount of debt, although he also has a very good job. Our second, he did very well. He got done at Stevens Point in 3.5 years, but I wouldn't say he's satisfied yet with his job. He does have some debt that he definitely can make the payments for. And then our youngest is a sophomore at UW-Stout right now, and she really plans to try and get out of college debt-free through scholarships and working.
Michelle, thanks a lot. Good luck to all three of your children there. Noelle, she mentioned one of her kids getting through college in 3.5 years. Now, some of the students you interviewed would like to graduate faster, but they're working. They're doing a lot of things that kind of militate against cramming that schedule, getting it done fast, aren't they?
Definitely. I can't think of any specific instances offhand in this moment, but there were definitely students that I met that had to push off education, or even when you get into the budget cuts that are affecting the public universities and having to try to get into a class, but maybe that class isn't offered that semester, and so now they have to push it back another semester to take that class, and then that kind of pushes everything else back a step. But there were definitely some students that were talking about how they might have had to stop for a semester to work a lot and save up some more money. Or there was one student, I believe it was at Lawrence, that she had said something really striking, which was that sometimes she doesn't know which of her friends are going to be coming back in the fall when she leaves school in the spring, because she's not sure if they're going to be able to build up enough of their own funds to be able to afford the next semester of college.
Michelle, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Jen in Oak Creek. Jen, hi.
I went to Marquette University, which is a fantastic university, but after graduating, I ended up with $60,000 in student loan debt, which is pretty huge. One of the things that probably not a lot of people think about is the interest. So even if you get all the scholarships and you end up just taking out a couple of loans, every year those interests grows and grows on those loans. So the one thing I kind of want to ask our guests, with student debt being as bad as it is, and college costs just keep increasing, do we think that we're going to see a decrease in kids going to school and maybe just going towards, you know, something where they can get like a 2-year technical degree or something like that?
Interesting question, Jen. Jim, is that where we are? People who might in the past have gone to college maybe aren't going to?
This is a dichotomy about it, because the way the world is changing and the economy is changing, that to get good-paying jobs, Georgetown researchers have estimated that 65% of jobs will require some post-secondary education. So in order to get the jobs and to be prepared for them, people need that education. But at the same time, it's getting more expensive and more cost-prohibitive, and it may be forcing people to think about whether or not it's even worth it. So that's the conundrum right there, of people recognize that college and post-secondary education are important, but the access to it is getting more difficult. And that's kind of the quandary that we're in right now.
Jen, thanks. Josh joins us next in Middleton. Josh, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Josh?
So, yeah, I'm totally freaked out because this upcoming month is when my deferment period is up, so I'm going to start paying my student loans in just a few short weeks. So pretty crazy. So I had to take a whole other year of college. So I'm actually up to over $40,000, which, you know, at the time you don't really think about it as being, you know, what it is. But now when you kind of see that number, it's super daunting, especially now I live out here in Wisconsin and my wife's just started her master's program. So it's like they put all these upcoming stresses on you, and it needs to be a class for the stress that I'm going through right now, I think.
Josh, thanks. Good luck to you in dealing with all of that. Totally freaked out was the phrase he used, Noel. A lot of people probably could use the same phrase, couldn't they?
Oh, definitely. I think I use the same thing myself.
And Jim, as we wrap up briefly, you know, in this last election, we've heard a lot about, you know, people in factory towns out of jobs, in cities not having jobs available. The higher education, maybe their road out of that. Are the people who need it the most locked out by these high costs of college?
I think that that's a question that communities and people in public service have to ask themselves, and to see what kind of progress is being made in getting people access to higher education. And I think that that's one of those things that's a great question that we need to answer, because if we want to continue to have people move forward, they need to get that access.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Jim, at your town halls, were policymakers, university leaders at the table?
We definitely did have that. And it's one of those things where I think people are acutely aware of the problem, and they know that we're going to be coming to a head on some of these things where with limited access and with costs getting higher, that it's going to force people to make some tough decisions. And there was a willingness on the part of policymakers and university officials to talk about it. There just hasn't seemed to be a lot of very long-range discussions about it. You know, the cost of college didn't get high in 5, 7, 8 years. It's been decades in the making.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Noel Dickman and Jim FitzHenry from USA Today Network, Wisconsin. You can see they're reporting a lot of information and videos and graphics out there from their Degrees of Debt series. And you can share your student loan debt story over at the Central Time Facebook page.